From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Tuesday, November 26th. Several North State tribes received some good news last week. Building affordable housing just became more affordable. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
In a press release Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom's office announced tribes across the state will receive over $91 million to build affordable housing. $70 million of those funds will benefit unhoused and other at-risk community members through the state Tribal Home Key Program. 10 California tribal communities will benefit through the Home Key Program. In the North State, the Yurok Indian Housing Authority, Colusa Indian Community Council, and the Maidu Mountain Lion Housing Project will each receive grants ranging from around $4 to $8 million. These funds will be used to build affordable rental housing. An additional $20 million will be awarded to tribes across the state through the Tribal Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Program. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Over a dozen new tiny homes will be available to residents experiencing homelessness by the end of the year. According to reporting from the Reading Record Searchlight, the new shelter site is run by the Good News Rescue Mission. The Veda Street Village will house up to 20 people in 17 micro-shelters, three of which can house two people. The paper reports the site will be across the street from the organization's headquarters, where residents of the tiny homes can access a kitchen and bathrooms. The tiny homes will be between 65 to 100 square feet each and will be equipped with a nightstand or dresser, a bed, and an electrical outlet for charging a phone. Residents will be allowed to stay in the micro shelters for up to 10 months, and the paper reports the shelter staff will begin interviewing applicants in the upcoming weeks. Shelter staff say residents will have access to medical services, career assistance, and aid resources. In other news, Care Court will begin accepting referrals in Butte County starting December 1st. It's a statewide initiative that allows court-ordered therapy for people with mental health and substance use disorders who refuse treatment. Family members and social workers can recommend people for the program. Individuals can also recommend themselves. Butte County Behavioral Health Director Scott Kennelly told the Chico Enterprise Record that receiving Care Court treatment is not mandatory, and there are no penalties if a participant doesn't keep up with their treatment plan. But he says if a participant completely refuses treatment, it could be a considering factor for a conservatorship. And in further health news, 'tis the season for coughing, sneezing, chills, and fatigue. NSPR's Eric Adams is still getting over his cold. He spoke with some local healthcare professionals remotely about how Butte County is holding up through this cold and flu season.
Respiratory illness season is beginning. Hospitals and healthcare providers aren't required to report cases to the county. But Lisa Almaguer of Butte County Public Health says that could change if they start seeing an increase in people seeking care.
And we have not received that information yet. That's not to say that there isn't some flu and COVID and RSV spreading in the community. At this time, there is, but the levels seem to be pretty low.
Almaguer says one way health officials are monitoring cases is by using wastewater surveillance data. The data shows that some influenza activity, however, is increasing, which is typical for this time of year. Almaguer says the post-holiday season is when things are expected to ramp up. Until then, residents can and should take precautions to limit the spread. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Over half of Shasta County's general election ballots have been counted. As of the latest update on Friday last week, approximately 22,000 of the county's 89,000 ballots have yet to be tallied. The Shasta Registrar of Voters reports Corky Harmon is leading incumbent Mary Rickert with 54% of the vote for the Shasta County District 3 supervisor seat. Local measures P and Q are both failing by a margin of over 300 votes and nearly 9,000 votes, respectively. And finally, in further election news, incumbents did really well in California in this month's election. 94% were reelected to office, according to Ballotpedia. Cap Radio's Megan Myskowski reports that rate is in line with how most of the rest of the country voted.
Very few states kept less than 90% of their incumbents. University of the Pacific politics professor Derry Tran says that's happening in California, too.
What we see over kind of the last three big elections is that incumbency rates overall have gone up.
California incumbents won 89% of their elections in 2022 and 85% in 2020. Nearly all California legislators up for re-election kept their seats, but executive-level officials like mayors won about half the time.
It looks like they're blaming mayors for a lot of what's going on in cities.
2 years ago, voters chose to keep about three quarters of them. Megan Myskowski, CAP Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, November 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.